It's now time for the Noontime News on this Monday of March 18th of 2024. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee, as we take a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour. The UN Food Agency says famine is imminent in northern Gaza, where 70% of the remaining population is experiencing catastrophic hunger. It says a further escalation of the war could push around half of Gaza's total population to the brink of starvation. The alarming report came as Israel faces mounting pressure from even its closest allies to streamline the entry of aid into the Gaza Strip and open more crossing. The European Union top diplomat said the impending famine was entirely man-made, as starvation is used as a weapon of war. Israeli forces, meanwhile, launched another raid on the Gaza Strip largest hospital, saying it killed a Hamas commander who was hiding there. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have spoken in their first interaction in more than a month as the divide has grown between allies over the food crisis in Gaza and conduct of the war. The Monday call comes after Republicans in Washington and Israeli officials expressed outrage over Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sharply criticizing Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza and calling for Israel to hold new elections. President Vladimir Putin extends his reign over Russia in a landslide election whose outcome was never in doubt, declaring his determination to advance deeper into Ukraine and dangling new threats against the West. After the harshest crackdown on dissent since Soviet times, it was clear from the earliest returns that Putin's nearly quarter-century rule would continue with a fifth term that grants him six more years in power. Still, Russians heeded a call to protest Putin's repression in his war in Ukraine by showing up at polling stations at noon on Sunday, with nearly all precincts counted Monday. Election officials said Putin had secured a record number of votes. And the lack of excitement many Americans feel about a presidential rematch has heightened interest in alternatives to the major party candidates, none more so than Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose famous name has helped him build buzz for his independent bid. Kennedy is a huge long shot to win electoral votes, much less the presidency, but his campaign events have drawn large crowds of supporters and people interested in his message. He plans to announce his vice presidential nominee later this month in Oakland, California, and is stoking expectations that he might pick New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers or former Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura, who won as an independent, of course, and surprised America and even Minnesota for that matter. That is about it as on our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Brian Frisk, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Well, as we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies, 27 degrees. But boy, that wind is the weekend was howling. Not quite as bad today, but still pretty strong. They are telling us it's a southwest wind of 16, but it seems quite a bit stronger than that. We have humidity at 50% and the barometric pressure is at 30.16 inches and falling. Wind chill of 15 right now in downtown Crookston. 27, sunny skies. We're enjoying the sunshine, that's for sure. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for today, it'll be partly sunny, a high near 40. South-southwest winds of 15, gusting up to 35. Then tonight, a 20% chance of snow after 4 a.m. and partly cloudy, a low around 28, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week. We're going to have more average weather and maybe even a little below average temperatures for this time of year. We'll tell you all about that coming up here after, a little later in the noontime news. But again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 27, and a wind chill of 15. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news coming up right after this.
An energy-efficient train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
As we take a look at the state news, bills that would set minimum wage protections for Minnesotans with disabilities have hearings in both the Minnesota House and Senate. And, well, we heard from him during Valley Talk. Bill Werner outlines what else is on the lawmakers' plate today.
This morning, there is the last committee stop before a House floor vote on a bill requiring plain language on driver's license written tests and a bill naming a section of Highway 169 on the Iron Range in honor of the late Senator Dave Thomasoni. A Senate panel debates a bill that would crack down on employers who misclassify employees as independent contractors to avoid paying benefits and unemployment insurance. And there's another House hearing on a controversial bill for end-of-life options, which opponents label assisted suicide. But Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy said earlier that, quote, we're at the beginning of a process that will probably take more than 1 year. Bill Werner reporting.
Thank you, Bill. In other news, the navigation season is now open on the Upper Mississippi River in Minnesota and Wisconsin. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the motor vessel Joseph Patrick Eckstein, with 12 barges, passed through the lock and dam 2 in Hastings on Sunday en route to St. Paul. There was no ice for the towboats to break through at Lake Pepin this year. The first tow arrived on March 12th last year, and the average start of the shipping season is March 22nd. All the locks are now open to commercial and recreational boats on the Upper Mississippi. Officials say four locks and dams were closed for maintenance this winter, and that work was completed on Saturday. Minnesota is investing $35 million to revamp more than 40 public boat accesses across the state. The DNR's Nancy Stewart says they're picking some of the busy sites, the ones most in need, and are going to modernize and bring them up to more modern standards. She says the upgrades include wider driving lanes, longer parking stalls, boat ramps that go farther in the water, accessibility requirements, and some shoreline restoration. The state plans to spend about $30 million on larger scale projects and $5 million on smaller projects. State officials say Minnesota exports to nearly 200 countries totaled $25 billion in 2023. That sounds pretty good, but the state was down 8% due to decreased demand for mineral oil and fuel to Canada. The Department of Employment and Economic Development's Tu Mai Ho Kim says strong gains were in vehicles, optic and medical goods, aircraft, and spacecraft goods. And these are among our core competency areas in production. She notes that U.S. exports were also down by 2% from 2022 to 2023. And let's see what else we have on our state news. That's really about it. This has been the hot topic here. And a new Minneapolis ordinance setting minimum pay for Uber and Lyft drivers is getting Republicans' attention at the Minnesota legislature. And today they'll formally introduce a bill that would cancel that measure after the city council overrode Mayor Jacob Fry's veto. Farmington Representative Pat Garofalo says, Quote, we all recognize that if the legislature does nothing, if we don't act, Uber and Lyft are dead in Minnesota on May 1st. House Democratic Majority Leader Jamie Long says we're working hard to protect the economic security of drivers and their families while also ensuring the ability of rideshare companies to continue operating here in Minnesota. And for folks like us from the outskirts, it's a lot nicer just getting in an Uber after a game and heading back to the hotel or wherever. Go have a bite to eat. If you have a beverage with your dinner, you don't have to worry about driving in the cities. And it's always better to be safe than sorry. And But it's one that we'll be keeping an eye on because that will affect a lot of us that go down and visit. And that is about it. And it's a lot, well, not a lot, lot cheaper than a rental car, but a lot easier, that's for sure. That's it. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That's coming up right after this.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Taking a look at the sports scene, the Northwest Boys Basketball Conference announced all-conference awards for the 2023-24 season. Area players named to the all-conference team are Crookston's Reggie Wingem and Hunter Nicholas, East Grand Forks' Austin Wrestling, Chase Lindgren, and Carson McDonald, Thief River Falls' Caleb Rosendahl and Bridger Wilcox, and Warroad's Liam Grover and Kaysen Petrushevsky. Area players named to the honorable mention team are Crookston's Isaac Tomford, East Grand Forks' Drew Carpenter, Thief River Falls' Maxton Peterson and Gannon Zutz, and the MVP, no surprise, Caleb Rosendahl. He from Thief River Falls, and then Coach of the Year. This is a nice honor and deservedly so, Ryan DeBach of Roseau. Not only a good coach, but a great guy as well, and conference champions were the Roseau Rams. For a full list of conference awards, go to KROXAM.com. Preseason baseball on Friday, Boston beat the Twins 8-5. College baseball, Purdue Northwest of Indiana beat UMC 7-5. As you heard on KROX, and what a game it was by the Fertibel Trammy Falcons, playing one of the best all-around games I've seen a high school team play, especially in a big game, as they beat Red Lake 92-67. Offensively, they were on point. Defensively, they were outstanding. And just a great all-around effort there by the Falcons throughout the section tournament. They played their best game of the year in the section championship. So congratulations to them. We'll tell you about their state appearance in just a moment. And 8AA, congratulations to Pelican Rapids. They're making their first appearance since they won the state championship in 2009. They beat Park Rapids 82-49. And congratulations to Coach Gullingsrud, another great guy and a great coach as well. 6A tournament, it was West Central Area. They were ranked number 3 in the state, and they edge Ada Borup West 60-56. And we'll skip over all the state girls basketball scores. And as we look on Saturday, preseason baseball, the Twins beat Tampa Bay 6-5. Gopher hockey, they fall to Michigan 2-1 in the Big Ten tournament semifinals. And Michigan State beat Ohio State 2-1. St. Louis, they beat the Wild in a shootout 3-2. The Timberwolves beat Utah 119-100. And the State Class A Girls Basketball Championship, Goodhue, they win another title. They beat Mountain Iron Buell 70-65. And the third-place championship, or excuse me, the third-place, the AA championship, it was Providence Academy getting revenge. They had a regular season loss to Albany earlier this year in Albany. They bounce back and win 81-78 in a heck of a game in the AA championship as expected. Madden Greenway was the, again, the star, no surprise there. And then in Class 3A, Your state champion is Benilde St. Margaret's. They beat Minneapolis De La Salle in the Battle of the Private Schools, 81-58. And in 4A, it's Minnetonka. They beat Hopkins, 64-56. What was their 7-8 Division I commits in that game playing? And on the Big Ten Championship, Illinois beat Wisconsin on Sunday, 93-87. On the sports schedule for today, we're going to have the Golden Gopher Hockey Show with Coach Bob Motzko. That'll be at 6 o'clock. Today is the first day of practice for high school baseball and boys and girls golf. So the official first day of baseball is today. They did have a week of conditioning, and I know we had one. They're conditioning. We had one at home. He was sleeping early every night. Coach Markin's getting him into shape. And they hit the ground running today, and it looks like they're going to be able to be outside. Preseason baseball, the Twins take on Boston. We're going to join that at 1 o'clock. The Timberwolves are at Utah tonight, 7:45 the pregame. 8 o'clock is the opening tip there in UMC men's golf. They are in action in Spring Hill, Missouri. The Crookston 4th grade girls basketball team, they went 2-1 at the East Grand Forks Boosters Tournament on Saturday, finished second place. In the first round, they beat East Grand Forks 31-13. Crookston then beat Grand Forks 21-15 in the semifinals, and then in the championship, lost to a very good Warren Alvarado Oslo team 21-15. The girls are now 14-3 on the year. They will wrap up their season this weekend when they host the Crookston Youth Basketball Association Tournament at sites throughout town, including the Crookston Sports Center, which has two courts on the main event sheet there. Of course, the ice is out. Members of the team are Caitlin Clawetter, Zaylin Normandin, Annie Collin, Penny Smith, Kira Gudmundson, Emma Newquist, and Isabel Beckman. The team is coached by Kaylee Normandin and Carissa Beckman. And the Fertibeltrami Falcon boys basketball team received the 3 seed at the State Class A Boys Basketball Tournament. They're going to play Goodhue in the first round of the state tournament at 5 p.m. Thursday, March 21st at the Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. KROX will have all the Falcons games on from state on the radio at 1260 a.m. The KROX app, your smart speaker, by saying listen to KROX in Crookston or listen online by going to KROXAM.com and click on Listen Live. Fertibeltrami 25-6 on the year, while Goodhue is the Section 1 champion with a record of 18-13. They were the 6th seed in their section tournament, but they had two losses to a 3A state participant Stewartville. They had two losses to a AA state participant Lake City. And they play in a heck of a conference. They have 3 teams from their conference that are playing at state. They were 12-1 in section play, so that record a little deceiving. They play an outstanding schedule. Cherry was the top seed, and West Central Area received the 2nd seed. Mountain Lake Comfrey, they're the 4th seed, and Nevis, the 5th seed. By the way, Fertibeltrami beat Nevis in the regular season. And the Gopher men's basketball team, they're extending their season. They're going to be at the National Invitational Tournament. They're going to play tomorrow night. They'll play Butler. You can hear that game right here on KROX tomorrow night. Both teams are 18-14 on the season. And that'll be played at the historic Hinkle Fieldhouse at 8 o'clock. We'll have the pregame at 7:30 right here on KROX. That is about it. We don't have enough time in the day to tell you everything that's happening in the NFL with free agency. It's a wild west in free agency right now. And, of course, the big dance, that's going to be beginning this week, both the women's and the men's side. So there you go. That's about it on the sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Ellison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Shop the quick meal ideas that are on sale this week at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Select Campbell's Chunk Soups 2 for $4. Select Chef Boyardee Pasta 4 for $5. cans of Manwich Sloppy Joe sauce, 2 for $3. And be sure to buy buns for the Sloppy Joes. 8-count of Hugo's Baked Fresh Hamburger, Hot Dog Buns are 2 for $6. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, Crookston High School, they hosted the 25th annual Mr. CHS competition inside the Crookston High School auditorium yesterday afternoon. This year's competition saw five contestants, looking to be belted Mr. CHS. The contestants were Isaac Tomford, Caden Boyk, Dalen Carenta, Jackson Reese, and Brandon Tanquist. And the winner was Isaac Tomford. This year's competition's theme was Kung Fu Panda. So that's all you need to know right there. Caden Boyk kicked off the talent portion by singing a song, December, by Neck Deep. Dalen Carenta followed with his skit titled Dumpling Master, where he was catching marshmallows with chopsticks, which was pretty impressive. Jackson Reese performed his skit titled Snake Charmer, and Isaac Tomford concluded the talent competition with his interpretive dance skit From Napoleon Dynamite. The final act of the show was the formal wear and Q&A portion of the competition, where the five young men dressed up and looked pretty snazzy. The winner of the 2024 Mr. CHS, again, was Isaac Tomford. He said the whole process of preparing for the show and participating with his peers was a great experience.
It was a really good time. You know, we got to practice a ton. There's a lot of fun stuff going on with the practicing the opening number with everybody, and then being able to see everyone's talents and stuff today. We actually didn't get to see Jackson's or Dalen's before today, so like when we were running through it this morning. So no, it was really fun. And then, you know, just spending time with each other, going to KROX, doing that Valley Talk. It was just really fun.
And all of them are seniors. Like his fellow competitors, Tomford said that winning the competition wasn't the goal, but making the most out of the final months of the high school experience was the goal.
And, you know, it's just really cool to, you know, be a part of this. You know, it's not so much winning for me. It's about being able to be a part of Crookston High School, what that looks like, and to just show people that, you know, you can get out of your comfort zone and do stuff. You know, it's really cool.
Now, here's five student athletes you have. They're giving back. This is a fundraiser for prom and the student council, so they're giving their times and talent and back to the school, which is a pretty neat thing. Other award winners, first runner-up was Dalen Carenta. People's Choice Award went to Jackson Reese. The talent winner was Isaac Tomford, and the formal wear Q&A winner was Dalen Carenta. Each contestant was given a gift bag filled with gift cards and other trinkets for their efforts and participation. Crookston Park and Rec summer baseball registration is open early this year and starting today, running through April 19th for travel baseball ages 9 and older. The cost for the 2024 summer baseball season is $100 for 9 and 10-year-olds. It's the same for all. Then the 11 and 12-year-olds, 13 to 15-year-olds, which would be Prep Babe Ruth, and then 16 and up, which would be Junior Legion and Legion. $100 for all of those. That's a steal right there. The deadline for registration will be April 19th. You'll be charged a $50 late fee for signing up after the 19th. And we have a link. You can register online at KROXAM.com. If you have any questions, you can contact Park and Rec, Andrea Prudham, the administrative assistant, at 281-1242. And she'll be able to help you with any questions that you might have. She does a great job down there at City Hall. And what else do we have here? DNR, they've updated our burning restrictions. And as of today, there is no open burning allowed besides recreational fires. The fire danger and burning restrictions are available via the DNR website. But as of 8:15 this morning, Fire Chief Shane Helstab says they have updated the map, and the Crookston and KROX listening area is now in a variance permit only. We'll have more on that, tomorrow in our noon news. So just remember that the conditions, as you would expect with a dry winter and the winds and the low humidity, very dangerous fire weather. Members of the Crookston High School Band collected stars at the Instrumental Solo Ensemble Contest on March 13th at the East Grand Forks Senior High School. David Threat was chosen as the best in sight by his judge. So quite the honor there, and no surprise. David is a fantastic musician. He was also awarded superior rankings for his French horn solo, Nocturno, by Franz Strauss. Chloe Bull, Isabel Smith, and Halle Wyngham were awarded a superior ranking for their trumpet trio, and Haley Leckie and Nashley Tellez-Vasquez were awarded an excellent ranking for their clarinet duet. For pictures of the contestants, go to KROXAM.com and click on News. The Crookston Fire Department, they responded to the following calls over the weekend. On the 16th at 1 p.m., they responded to the 400 block of Woodland Avenue for a report of a carbon monoxide detector activation. Upon arrival, they used gas monitoring tools, and no carbon monoxide was present. It was determined that the detector was at the end of its life. There was no danger present, and they replaced the detector and cleared the scene. On the 17th at 9:30 a.m., they responded to the 1100 block of Alexander Street for a report of a carbon monoxide detector activation. Upon arrival, they used gas monitoring tools and no carbon monoxide was present. It was determined that the detector was at the end of its life. There was no danger present, and they replaced the detector and then cleared the scene. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of the following: Mitchell Ray Bjornson, 61, of Euclid, for second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. Antonio Galileo Valdez, 29, of Borup, for failure to appear. Willard Irvin Heller, 69, of Fargo, for third-degree drug possession. Landon James Ailes, 26, of Thief River Falls, for causing terroristic threats. Henry Allen Stanislawski, 31, for domestic assault and act to cause fear of immediate bodily harm or death. Randy Ryan Hicks, 68, of Red Lake Falls, for disorderly conduct. Aladdin DeGian Bankhead, 29, of Crookston, for first-degree burglary. Gabriel Logan Gunderson, 40, of Georgetown, California, for domestic abuse and violation of a no-contact order. That is a look at the local news as we now spin back to the world of weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 27 degrees, a south wind of 15, gusting up to 21. That creates a wind chill right around 15 above. We have barometric pressure at 30.15 and falling. Humidity is at 50%. Again, sunny, 27, a wind chill of 15 right now in downtown Crookston. Yesterday, we had a high of 21 with a low of 19 and some flurries and a lot of wind. The average high for today is 35, the average low 17, year ago high 16, year ago low 1. The record high on this date, 72, set in 2012. The record low, 22 below, set in 1923. The sun rose at 7:33. The sun will set at 7:36 for 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight. The morning's low this morning was 12. That was at 6 and 7 o'clock this morning. Again, 27, a wind chill of 15. We do have a hazardous weather outlook sent out by the National Weather Service this morning. Near critical fire weather conditions will develop this afternoon into early evening with relative humidity between 20 and 30%, wind gusts up to 35, and there is a 60% chance of minor winter impacts due to accumulating snow in southeastern North Dakota and west central Minnesota beginning Thursday. The chance for impacts across northeastern North Dakota and northwest Minnesota is lower, generally under 30%. So those Fertile Belt Trammy Falcon fans heading to the state tournament, they play Thursday at 5. Might want to keep an eye on that system, and if anything else, maybe leave a day early if you're heading down. If not, of course, we'll have you covered. Listen to it, all the games that Fertile Belt Trammy plays will have right here on KROX. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon. Partly sunny, a high near 40. Southwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 28. Wind gusts up to 32 miles an hour. Then Tuesday, a 20% chance of snow before 2 p.m. Partly sunny, steady temperatures around 30. Wind gusts up to 37. Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 25, wind gusts up to 25. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 15, and winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, a 40% chance of snow after 8 a.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 30, east winds of 5 to 10. Thursday night, a 40% chance of snow before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 15. Friday, it'll be partly sunny, a high near 28, north winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Friday night, a 20% chance of snow after 2 a.m. Saturday morning, with a low around 15, wind gusts up to 20. Saturday, a 30% chance of snow, partly sunny, a high near 30. And then on Sunday, a 50% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 32, with wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. So we're going to be a little below average, and we'll have that wind continuing. So it won't be quite, it's going to be about this time of year is what it's going to be. We've been pretty lucky here all the way through the winter. So that is a look at the Noontime News on KROX, brought to you today by American Federal Banks, Dennis Granite, Riverview Health, Pru Refrigeration and Heating, Polk County and Red Lake County, Veterans Affairs, and Hugo's Family Marketplace.